Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, good evening. How are you doing? Well, I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I think you are going to love tonight's show. We have all kinds of great information for you that you are going to love. From Jackie Lapin and her book, The Art of Conscious Creation. So get ready to have an aha moment. And stay tuned as we gratefully listen to our wonderful sponsor of tonight's show.
Would you like to seize the wealth manifesting power of the Law of Attraction right now? You can, with the exciting new course now being taught by teachers featured in the best-selling hit movie, The Secret, including Bob Proctor and Jack Canfield, creator of the phenomenal Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Go to financialrealities.net now to receive 7 lessons absolutely free. That's financialrealities.net. Make 2008 the year you turn your financial fantasies into a rich reality.
Okay, we're back. For our new listeners, I want to mention that I have a feel-good page on my webpage, lawofattractiontools.com. So if you're feeling down or low or angry or any kind of emotion, go to this page. It will help raise your vibration to a better feeling place. And then it's easier to understand your thoughts and intentions that you are sending out to source. You just need to get into a better place where you can start creating something that you truly want, not just from a reaction mode. And there are some brand new videos on the Feel Good page, one especially about the year 2008, which is called the Year of Transformation, and it's from Lee Harris, and I've got to tell you, it's absolutely outstanding. I think it explains the shift of consciousness quite well. So visit the page and get inspired, laugh out loud, or release the emotions through tears, any way that you can do it. But the purpose of this is to feel good. Bookmark it, too, and I think you'll be happy that you did. Check back, and you'll see some really hilarious new videos coming out. And before we bring out Jackie Lapin, I just want to mention next week's guest will be Byron Katy, who is the founder of The Work and author of 3 best-selling books, including Loving What Is. Katy has one job, to teach people how to end their own suffering as she guides people through the powerful process of inquiry called The Work. They find that stressful beliefs about life, other people, or themselves radically shift and their lives are changed forever. Eckhart Tolle stated that Byron Katy's work is a great blessing for the planet. So tune in. Don't you just love it? All these wonderful teachers, including our next guest, Jackie Lapin, are coming to us. It's just wonderful. Each one of us will pick up some incredible new information that we have asked for. I am so incredibly grateful to be a part of the show, and I'm so honored to be sharing this life-changing info with all my friends throughout the world. Oh, I can just tell you, I mean, can't you tell? I just love my job, and I just totally love and appreciate all my listeners who give me an opportunity to come back every single week. So let's go on with tonight's show, The Art of Conscious Creation, How We Can Transform the World. Jackie Lapin is the founder of United World Healing, an international organization uniting millions around the world in daily acts of conscious creation. She travels the world teaching conscious creation and speaking on the power of transformation. One of the national first female sports writers, Lapin went on to launch what would be the national foremost sports, entertainment, and special events PR firm with offices on both coasts. Well, good evening, Jackie. I really, really appreciate you being with us tonight.
Julie, it's so wonderful to be here. I'm delighted that you've invited me.
And I just got to say, I just love your book, The Art of Conscious Creation. Wow, did I identify with it. It is just fabulous.
Well, thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I'm so glad that it's resonating with people. I think that it has a really important message. I don't think people know just how empowered they are. They think that they're powerless in this world, and they are not. They have tremendous power over their own lives, and you can actually start taking back that power this very minute.
Oh, I know it. Isn't it wonderful? And you know, what I really, really loved about your book, it had so much great information that you took the time to identify all of the things that the individual needs to do to make major changes in their life. But you go a step beyond. You do it on how it could create a beautiful world on a global level. And I just think that is phenomenal. And that's something that everybody needs to understand, is that once we do the changes inside, the whole world benefits by it. So I really applaud you for taking that extra step there.
Thank you. I think that that was really the most important message that I got. I think my book is different and much more extensive than what is out there currently in this field of manifesting. But what really, really, I think, made it an imperative book for me to write was to connect that to what we do on this planet and how we can either be conscious creators or unconscious creators for ourselves, but also the planet. Because I don't think people realize that their energy is contributing either in a positive way or a negative way to the way that the world is, and that we can actually take positive steps to begin to change it. So I think that is the uniqueness of this book, and I think that even everybody who thinks, well, you know, I can't manage my own life. How can I manage to change the world? Well, you know, it doesn't have to be in big ways. It can be in small ways.
Absolutely.
You know, you can just go take your grandmother out if she's a shut-in, and take her to the park for the day. Or you can help stock the shelves at the local women's shelter. You can do random acts of kindness. And those all little acts actually do change the world.
Yes, and I noticed in your book you use the phrase of banking. You're making deposits when you do something of a positive nature. Why don't you delve into that a little bit? Because I thought that term sort of put it into proper perspective.
Well, you know, each of us, we resonate at certain vibrations. We can resonate in the high vibration, or we can resonate in the low vibration. And high vibration is love, compassion, gentleness, trust in the universe, gratitude. Low things are fear, anger, hatred, guilt, blame, etc., etc. Now, the globe is like a bank, just like the one that you deposit your money in. And if you are depositing positive energy into that bank, the Earth Bank, we're going to have a world of peace and joy and abundance, if enough of us are doing that. If, on the other hand, we are depositing our energy of negative energies of fears and anxieties into the globe, then we're going to have war and global warming and terrible destruction and hunger around the world. That is the Earth is an energetic being just like we are. And so it absorbs our energy. It takes on our deposits. And so we have a responsibility to begin changing our personal frequencies, not only to change our lives, so that we can create and manifest a better planet and transform the negative energies of those who have yet to make that transformation.
Yeah, I can identify with that. And I also think that the more deposits that you make, it's like you're kind of building a security blanket, you know, because then a few negative things will happen, but it's still, you've still got this comfort zone that everything's going to be fine. Is that right?
I think so. I definitely believe that the more positive energy we radiate into the world, the more that we are not only transmuting, you know, our own energies, but we're transmuting other people's energies. So it's doubly effective. If you walk into a room with a smile and somebody is in a funk, in a nasty mood, and you light them up as well, just that act in itself, now you've got two people that are radiating positively. As you transform others around you, as you put your positive into the bank, it has a ripple effect, as we'll talk about in greater extent, because everything we do in the world has a ripple effect because we're all energy, and the world is all energy, and we are all connected. So as we go around the world vibrating positively and negatively, that's what we are going to shift out into the world, and that's also what we're going to be attracting back, as you know, of course, because of the law of attraction.
Well, speaking of the law of attraction, is conscious creation different from the law of attraction, or is it pretty much the same thing?
Well, it's a little bit different. Conscious creation really is being in command of the thoughts. The law only talks about what happens, what the consequences of what you do. Conscious creation means you deliberately set out to set a course rather than just allowing things to happen or just being in a positive framework. It means that you are saying, here is the life I want. Here is the vision I choose for myself. Here are the things that I am going to create in my life. It's being conscious of all of your different elements and how you can use those to put them into your arsenal, so to speak, to create that great positive path for yourself. One of the things that I say consistently in the book is we have 25 guiding universal principles. The law of attraction is only one of them. So conscious creation takes into effect all of those things.
Uh-huh.
And it really revolves around this whole concept of raising your personal frequency. Because this is all about energy. And if we raise our personal frequency to stay in that positive range, here are some of the really interesting things that happen. First of all, as you begin radiating positively, you are going to be radiating with the universe. The universe radiates or vibrates at the highest level, which is love. So when you're vibrating in your high levels, you are actually going with the universe. And you're getting sort of like the wind at your sails, so that you are essentially, the doors are opening for you, things are manifesting faster, your life is easier. If you vibrate at the lower end of the range, it's like driving with your brakes on your car. And you will find that everything is difficult. Things aren't working. You don't understand why you keep hitting roadblocks, why your relationships fall out, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you have to make a conscious decision to vibrate at that high range, and I call that surfing the love vibration.
Well, does that mean that once you start conscious creation, you're never going to have a bad day or bad thoughts or things are going to be so perfect? Or
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Sign me up.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
There are lots of factors involved. I just, in fact, wrote a newsletter about, you know, all the number of things that you could be doing. You started out your new year, you had all these ideas to consciously create your year, and you did your vision board, you wrote it all out, and you get derailed by the middle of February, and you're thinking, well, what is this? Well, there's lots of reasons that can happen. Some of them could be your own, you know, your own beliefs and your own values not being in sync, your emotions not being, in concert with your thoughts, because you may actually want to have something happen, but on the other hand, you may be fearful of the consequences of it coming true. It could be, a variety of things that, you know, we cite in the Art of Conscious Creation. There are, you know, all these different 25 guiding principles. You're violating any of those, essentially, and you could be basically preventing some of those things from happening. On the other hand, things may happen just because you don't think they're in your highest good, but the universe thinks they're in your highest good. and they're lessons for you, and they're opportunities for you to learn, or they're just the universe says that you may not see it, but here's a better path for you. So things may not actually unfold the way that you want them to, but really what you need to do is look at why that transpired. But most importantly, you don't lose faith. Because when you start losing faith in the process, in the universe, that's when you really get derailed. So you just get back on your horse. It's just like riding a horse. You get back on your horse and you say, okay, well, this didn't manifest exactly as I wanted, but I am going forward from here and I'm going to manifest other good things that are in my highest good. You have to look at also what it is what you're asking for. You may not have been asking for it for something either that was in your highest good or may not have been asking for it in a way that was not contradictory to what would be good universal law. So you really need to have to look at, you know, what did you learn in this lesson when it didn't manifest? But don't lose heart. And one of the really important things is when you are manifesting, when you are, setting out to do your visions, as you, I'm sure you've talked about before, you have to have that emotional component. It can't be just a picture. You have to feel it as well as just see it. And so I call your emotions the Federal Express to the Cosmic Post Office. That's like the silver bullet. If you feel it in your gut, that's going to make that reality happen much quicker. You have to see the vision and then feel that reality of living that vision and know that it's coming true and live in that experience of the joy and the satisfaction and the abundance of the wonder of it all. And that's going to give it a much better likelihood of also coming true.
Good. Well, in your book, you have Universal Guiding Principle Number 3, Transmutation of Energy. What's this about?
Well, you know, you're always going to encounter people who have a big cloud around them and or look at everything negatively, and, you know, they bring around them negative energy. Now, you can help transmute their energy, or you can simply counter their energy with your positive energy. But either way, what you put out matters, because you can, you know, if enough of us get together and we hit that tipping point, our positive energies will begin to change the negative energies of all of those people who are filled with hate and terror, et cetera, because our positive energies will transform and transmute those negative energies, as the universe does. The positive energy will always trump the negative energy because it has more power and it has more support from the universe. But it all depends on how much negative energy you're being encountered by and whether you really are staying in your place, in your positive framework, when somebody else is just showering you with negative energy. Stay in your place. You may very well be able to transmute and change their energy by throwing out your love net. That's one of my little techniques I talk about in the book, bringing them to a more positive place with your sense of love and support and your vision of a person filled more with joy than somebody who's radiating all this negative energy.
If somebody is radiating this negative energy, is there a chance that you could somehow be magnetizing that to you because maybe you have some of that essence of what they're negative about within you? I mean, could you be drawing that to you?
Oh, you absolutely can. There is no question that is a very real possibility.
So we have to really pay attention to our thoughts then if we're around this negative energy or negative people to see if we are, in fact, somehow responsible for them coming in our area.
And sometimes it may just not be something that is obvious that you're doing or thinking or saying. It may, for example, somebody being, you know, a whiny, and you may not be a whiny and a complainer, but you might be fearful. And your fear may be attracting their whining.
There you go.
So it isn't one for one necessarily. It's the vibration, not so much the exact mirror image. So whatever negative stuff you're vibrating is going to bring back negative stuff, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the same negative stuff.
Very good. Well, what about this universal guiding principle number 9, abundance awake? You talk about poverty consciousness, which I think has right now gripped our nation at the moment. How do we turn it around to make our country stable again?
You know, this, I think, is a matter of each individual taking it upon themselves to make sure that they have gotten rid of the poverty consciousness in themselves. Now, obviously, there are a lot of people who are not spiritually aware yet, but by the role models that they see in other people who take this stand of understanding that abundance is not something that's limited, that it's, you don't have to have yours because in order to make sure that you get it because there's a limited amount. That's the competitiveness that we see in our world today. I have to have mine because there's not enough to go around. If people begin to understand and believe that abundance can be had for all of us in unlimited amounts, if you live that life, and enough of us do, it's going to be, people are going to look at you and say, how did you do that? How is this manifested in your life? And they're going to understand as you begin to teach that they too can achieve this. And I think it's a one-on-one, but a lot of it will be if we ever are able to achieve leaders who also understand this. And that would be really a big step forward. If we can find a leader or two, and there certainly are a number of people out there vying for the presidency right now, and at least one that I know of who I think has some inkling of this. But if we can find more like that, who can put themselves in a place of saying, we are not competing against others. We are working together to create abundance for all. Then I think the floodgates will really open.
Well, does it really matter who is elected president, though, in the long run? Because isn't it really up to us on the individual basis? I mean, true, and you do this, too. You have these collective consciousness meditations. Truly, can't we do those meditations in order to bring about all of this tremendous positive vibrations for us? So will it really matter who's president at this juncture? Isn't it really about us and how we can bring out the positiveness?
Well, it is, but it's also in the leaders we manifest. Yes, it's all about us as individuals, but our world is such that we need to have people who are willing to step into this mold so that they can talk to help us grow this theory and philosophy around the world. Yes, from the grassroots, it's vitally important, but I do think that we can't neglect the leadership. But the leadership must be people we manifest from our vision who share this vision. And I have 17 visions for world healing, and we can talk a little bit more about how that works in this book. But of those 17 visions, one is for world leadership, better world leadership. And part of that is to have the feminine leadership there, women who bring their vision of collaboration and of sense of nurturing and love to the world, and to have men who are more androgynous and who welcome that part of themselves.
Right.
Once I think that we have we can manifest better leadership with our visions. Once we begin manifesting, a globe that is climate balanced and a world that the animals are safe and that humans are all educated have food in their mouths, by creating the visions that turn into reality, by creating the energy that can transform to reality as we do for ourselves, then I begin think we will begin to see change in the world.
I'd love to see world leaders get into this meditation, just like John Hagelin has proposed way back when he did the Washington, D.C. experiment and really showed that crime can be reduced by the meditation. So if we could just find world leaders who are into this, hey, we have got it made.
You know, I think that we will see those leaders, but the question is, how long is it going to take?
Oh, I'm manifesting them right now. Let me tell you, I don't have much patience anymore. I've got to get out there and do it myself and just envision a fabulous world.
Well, you know, I think that one of the good things is that the world is getting much more aware of its spirituality.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
It is fantastic. I mean, you can see it just by watching television these days. How many television shows are there that actually use this as the key element? I mean, Ghost Whisperer and the new Eli Stone show and Medium, where people are listening to that connection and that intuitiveness and that spiritual side, and they're living the spiritual life. Well, that as this becomes more mainstream, out of that I think are going to emerge some of the leaders who might be meditating, et cetera, you know, as we go forward. But, you know, for your and my taste, I know, and for many others, we would very much want to manifest this a lot sooner than later.
They do say that this is a more of a feminine energy coming around us, which has to do with nurturing and peace building and it's just the sign of the times that we're moving away from the masculinity of aggressiveness and into that feminine age. And, you know, regardless of who's president, the whole atmosphere is turning to be more nurturing, and it's just a tremendous time.
Well, and I just read yesterday that there are now 13 world leaders who are women.
Yes, I read that too. Isn't it phenomenal?
Very exciting.
It is. It is. So let's go to Universal Guiding Principle number 21, learning to trust and surrender. Now, if this were easy, we would all be living in paradise right now. How do we know when to act, when to let go, and when to just give up and surrender?
Well, unfortunately, most people give up and surrender at the real rock bottom. That's
oh,
when
how true.
Nothing is working, life is terrible, and they just can't figure out where else to go. The key is learning to surrender a lot sooner than that. And this has been an interesting process for me as I've learned, as I went through this spiritual journey and wrote this book and learned to follow this path for me. Because I'm a real control freak. I have been a control freak my whole life. And it's part of what's made me successful, but it also has never been easy. Everything has been difficult, and I've succeeded despite the difficulty. And I am much more now saying, all right, I'm turning this over to spirit. I am letting go, and I am trusting that the universe is going to bring me what I need, whether that's money, whether that's guidance. I mean, a lot of the knock on The Secret, for example, was that it was really all about manifesting material things. But, you know, when you're manifesting, when you ask the universe for something, you could be asking for guidance, you could be asking for friendship, you could be asking for wisdom, you could be asking for where's your keys, you know. I find that, you know, turning it over to the universe is a much easier path, and things really do come to me a lot easier. I've become an enormously fast manifester by just, you know, practicing what I've learned for the art of conscious creation and turning it over to the universe and say, okay, spirit, okay, I need this, and it shows up days later. But it's really, a real key to it is when you feel like, oh, I have to do this, I must have control over this, that's the first sign that you should step back and say, no, I'm not going there. I'm going to trust the universe to help me with this. What help do I need? And just put it out there. And it's amazing how fast that it comes. Do yourself a favor and start doing this early rather than at the very tail end when you've hit rock bottom.
Truly, what do you have to lose if you do it early? You know, you only have to gain. You know, if you just let go, you're going to lose the stress, lose the aggravation, and gain so much more if you just let go. So I know exactly what you're saying here. There, it's a very, very important message. You list activities that increase the frequency besides transforming negative thoughts and emotions. Can you give us some of those things that we can do?
Oh, absolutely. Some of the things that I love are going out and taking a walk. And when you're, you know, getting up from the desk and just getting away, I love to be in nature, and that's a really good thing to do. Go play with your dogs. Go play with your kids. Put music on. Music on is a great mood lifter. Do something that gives you joy. You know, I find too often that people are, you know, they wallow in their misery. Make a conscious effort as soon as that happens that you really want to go jump into doing something that creates some form of joy for you. Maybe it's going and exercising. Maybe it's going to a museum, you know, but doing the little things. For me, I love to cut roses. Roses into the house. I have 250 beautiful roses.
Oh, my goodness.
And for me, the minute I get a double hit out of them because I smell their I get that aroma, I get their visual beauty, I get a spiritual sense of just upliftment when I bring them in. But there are some other things. Deep rhythmic breathing helps to do that, burning incense, chanting. You know, there's a lot of, you know, of chants that really bring you a sense of peace. Cleansing your body, go take a shower, go take a bath. I think a bath burning with candles is a wonderful way to do that. Massage is a fabulous way to get yourself into a higher vibration. Body movement, things like yoga and tai chi or rhythmic dance. Essential oils will raise your frequency. Drinking lots of water, that's a really big one. You really need to push through the negatives in your body by cleansing it with lots and lots of water.
And you know what? I just discovered, and I can't remember what book I was reading, but by drinking a lot of water, it does increase something, the electricity, or is it the frequency, or there's some physiological thing that happens that actually empowers the vibration of it. It's really things that they have not noticed before, but water does do more than just quench the thirst. It really boosts the energy level up.
Water is very high frequency, and one of the things that I find, for example, is it really increases the energy flow in a very positive way. So I get my best ideas in the shower, and I know a lot of other people who find that experience as well.
Yes. And so that's it? The water that comes down on us is creates this electricity field, I guess, huh?
It definitely enhances your positive energy vibration.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, everybody just go dive into some water now. Wow. Interesting. Very good. Well, what about the, I really love this, the ripple effect, becoming an actuary. This gives some great examples how to take action in changing the world. Can you talk about this?
Well, you know, we are, as I say, we vibrate our energy out into the world. Our acts, our emotions, our words, they have this ripple effect. Because we're not just impacting ourselves and the immediate person around us. You impact the person around you, who impacts the next person. You impact somebody around you, you dump on them, they go then dump on their dog. You know, there are all kinds of ways that we have impact on the world and don't even realize it. You know, you cut somebody off in a car, they get upset, the next thing you know, they have an accident 6 blocks later. So every act, every emotion, every a vibration you put out has it penetrates the world in various ways. So why not choose to do it, be a positive, we call them actionary, somebody who then takes their takes action in the world in a positive way. Now, one of the things is the universe supports those people. One, yes, if you are envisioning, that is a very positive thing. But the universe really supports somebody who not only visions, but who also takes action. That is showing the universe that you are willing to walk the talk and stand behind what it is that you want. So whatever it is that you want in the world, you want to go out and be that. You want to go out and show that. You want to go out and demonstrate that. So we have a list, a vast list of ways that you can become an actionary in your world. Everything from, you know, helping at the local animal shelter to becoming, getting into, involved in city, in your city politics, getting involved in nonprofits, helping in your neighborhood, actually starting a nonprofit as I have, donating money to worthy causes, adopting a child or a community through various nonprofits. I mean, there's just a million ways that you can make a difference in the world by becoming an actionary and actually demonstrating your commitment to yourself and being a better person, a better spiritual person, and a better citizen of the world, creating that world that we all want to have.
Wow, that's very good. Okay, well, let's talk about this really tremendous organization that I really, really love. It's called United World Healing, and this is the nonprofit that you founded. What is its purpose?
It is designed to bring people together for simultaneous synchronized visions to heal the world. Now, that's how this whole thing started for me. I learned that you can ask the universe questions, and I asked the universe, what am I supposed to be doing with my talents? And I am a master publicist. You would have seen my work because I started the Worldwide Poker Boom with the World Poker Tour, and you've seen multiple other things that I have done. And so I knew that these talents were meant for something important, and I asked the universe, and it was a stunning experience. I suddenly had every muscle, bone, cell in my body tingling in a way, electrified in a way that I had never experienced. And I had this vision laid out before me of millions of people coming together to do simultaneous synchronized visions to heal the world. And that was, I took that as my mission, and I was told this was what I was to be doing. And so I created United World Healing to bring people together for that purpose, and then I backed up and wrote The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, to bring people together for the purpose of doing these kinds of visions, both for themselves, learning to consciously create for themselves, and then to begin consciously creating the world that we want. Now, one of the things that the science validates is that, and I mean, there's an entire section of this book that have 60 incredible case histories of hard science that show that what we think we create in the world. And they validate that if we think something, that we can make it real. And so the premise here is to bring people together to share these visions and that those visions can become the future reality of the world. Science shows that if you bring waves of energy together, it's not 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's 1 plus 1 equals 10. It is exponentially more powerful, and you can see that when small waves join together to come into a giant wave that crashes on the shore. The objective is to get people together to join their energies so that we can have this huge power that can shift the world.
That's what I'm all about, too, with these collective consciousness meditations. Matter of fact, we're having one for Europe on March 16th on a Sunday for Europe and Switzerland. They've specially requested collective consciousness meditation on peace.
Well, what we encourage people to do is sign up at unitedworldhealing.org.
Uh-huh.
And we will alert them when we have vision-ins. We've already had two online vision-ins.
Oh,
and eventually we will do them physically in various places around the world. But in the moment, we are just doing them online and bringing them together. And what you will hear when you go there is about 10 minutes of a vision where we are basically creating this beautiful mind pictures of the Earth as we want it to be. The first one was on global climate balance and on peace. The second one, I think, is on feeding the world. I can't remember exactly in what order they will. There's another one coming up on abundance. So there, each one of them has a different purpose so that we can begin creating that the world that depicts, essentially. So if you sign on there, we'll also start sending you a vision a month so that you can participate in that vision each month when we begin to launch that aspect of the site as well.
Oh, great. That's good information to have. Good. Well, so let's put all of our current world into perspective at the moment. What can we do specifically, or what information about Kenya and Darfur can you share with us?
Well, what we need to do is to begin creating a picture in our mind of a healed healed Africa, a healed Darfur, a healed Kenya, and the other nations that are still in upheaval. But picture people working together, living side by side, weapons completely gone and melted down. People growing food together, rebuilding an economy, diplomatically reaching out to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world helping to bring prosperity back to those countries as well. Good leadership that is filled with love for their people and not interested in their own power base so much as doing what's best for all people together. You know, see these pictures, bringing pictures of the people in Darfur filled, you know, with food and the children being able to go back to school and housing for everyone. Those are the kinds of mind pictures that we want to have. And then you want to get into a space where you create those pictures in a meditative state and feel the joy and the wonder and excitement of living there with them and experiencing this fabulous new world as it's now come to be, and the gratitude that we all have for having created it already.
Oh, right. And you know what I think is also very important when you visualize to, especially here in the U.S., you know, we live by our TVs. So when you meditate, visualize seeing a news program coming on and show you all these terrific things that are happening in the world. Like you can just see people just jumping up and for joy that the war has ended in Iraq and everything is just so peaceful. And these women in Afghanistan are just, you know, going to schools and learning and getting active in the government, all of, and if you visualize it on a TV, it's easier to picture it in your mind too. It's really fun. It's really fun, isn't it?
Yep, it's the Good News Channel.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, wouldn't that be something? I'd like to bring that on to the world.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I would love to turn my set on to watch that.
Oh yeah. Well, we can all do it in our minds, and then that way we're being active participants in creating a better tomorrow.
And we might actually be creating that channel.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking it right now. I'm thinking it. You have an upcoming teleseminar. When is this, and how do people tune into it?
Well, we haven't set a date yet, but we want to encourage people to go to the site and to sign up for it. It is called Consciously Creating Health, Wealth, and Love.
Ooh.
And it's what everybody wants, those three things, health, wealth, and love. And we're going to walk you through and teach you how to do that. We're going to get you through the mechanics and the spiritual guidance that is going to take you to begin consciously creating those yourself. So, and if you sign up pretty quick, there'll be a $50 coupon there, that $50 off coupon that'll get you there and ready to go when we actually announce the date.
Oh, so, fabulous. And your site, give me your webpage.
It's theartofconsciouscreation.com. Let me go over that again, theartofconsciouscreation.com. And there is a free ebook there right now up in the upper left-hand corner. So if you want to go, and you'll get, that's where you'll get a lot of the real cool science stuff about why and how this works. But there's a lot of really good information about why and how conscious creation is reality. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest go there. You can also sign up for the newsletter. It's called theartofconsciouscreation.com. Now, here's one other bonus. You can sign up to get a manifesting tip a day.
Ooh.
So you can go get the book, read the book, and then forever and ever, you're going to continue to get a tip every day on how you can become a better, faster manifester.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
Conscious creator.
You need that every day. And you have your books on your site, too, that they can buy it from?
I do. You can go to theartofconsciouscreation.com to buy the book. But there's also a couple other cool things. I have a special site, and it's called ConsciousCreatorsRadioBonus.com. ConsciousCreatorsRadioBonus.com. Now, if you go there and you sign in, you go through that page and you buy your book at Barnes & Noble, you then come back and you sign in. And when you do, you can get a whole bunch of very cool free bonus gifts, including one from Julie. And Joe Vitale and a whole bunch of other people, Peggy McCall. And you get those free if you come back after you've gotten the book through that means. So that's a very cool thing.
I
also have this. Once you've really started to get into manifesting and becoming a conscious creator, I have a book a bookstore, an online bookstore called Manifest Books.
Oh.
So it's the next step. And you can buy my book there as well. But on Manifest Books, you can get books from all the great spiritual luminaries on how to be a better, faster manifester, and a lot of other stuff about conscious living. Some of you'll find the Hicks books on there.
Okay.
You'll find Wayne Dyer's books on there.
Oh, he's
find
excellent.
Things from Carolyn Meese. And then some things that you may not be as aware of, but I think are real special little gems, like Let Go, Let Miracles Happen by Kathy Cordova. And The Game of Life and How to Play It by Francis Goble Shin. Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn.
Oh, yeah.
These are all classics, but a lot of people who have experienced The Secret don't know about these books that have been really in this marketplace for a long time. So there's new books, there's old classics in there. But there's just an absolute treasure trove of knowledge, I've not even read every book yet, and I'm still going through them and finding just real gems.
I know it's just wonderful, and it seems like the more people are being inspired, just like you, to bring to light all of this information, it's really phenomenal. In this year 2008, and we're only at the beginning, so you can expect, and I'm sure you're going to be writing another one. This is the information age where it's more directed towards the inside of us and feeling good and feeling the joy of life, right?
Well, because the inside of us is the outside, because
true.
There really is no difference anymore, and people are beginning to understand that. As they awaken, they realize that our reality is what we create from inside our hearts and inside our souls.
Wow. Absolutely. So are you going to go over some of this during your teleseminar? I mean, do you have an idea of you're going to be doing wealth and health and love, but is there any particular information that you can give us?
We're just going to, we're going to give you a little primer on what are the key elements, the seven key elements that go into manifesting and making your vision become your reality. And then we will practice those in each of those three different areas. And we'll look at the things that generally create blockages for people in each of those areas and how we can eliminate those blockages, how we get past them, and begin to clear ourselves to become real true channels.
Ooh, and that's important, releasing those blocks. Oh, yeah, very good. Excellent. Oh, boy, it sounds like fun. It really does. Okay, all my listeners out there, I encourage you, first to go out and get this wonderful book. It really is fantastic. It's a fast read, and it makes so much sense. You're going to enjoy it, but even more so, you're going to see how you can make a huge difference in the world around us and creating a brand new future. So I'm excited. And then go to her website. Again, the name of her website is?
TheArtOfConsciousCreation.com.
Okay, that's easy. Okay. And go there and sign up for the teleseminar and just get going. You're going to love this. Absolutely love this. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for spending the time with us to give us all this valuable information.
I'm just delighted that you've given me the forum to talk to your audience, and I hope that they found this valuable. And I would love to be in contact with them and continue our dialogue as we go forward, Jewel. You and I are both on a very aligned direction here.
We really are. We really are. And you'll be seeing me in your nonprofit. I'm sure I'm going to be right there listening and seeing everything. I'm just really excited about United World Healing. And that's another place where people need to go and visit and sign up for that. UnitedWorldHealing.com. Is that it?
Actually, it's UnitedWorldHealing.org.
.org. Okay, UnitedWorldHealing.org. It's phenomenal. Go there and sign up. You guys have got to see all of this. Very, very positive. And that ends the show for tonight. Thank you so much for being with us again. And to all of my wonderful, wonderful listeners, I will talk to you next week.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.